Straight flush?
I yell, and spread my cards triumphantly across the scarred wood of the tabletop. The tiny room echoes with the sound of my undisguised gloating, cackling with glee. I drag the loot of still-sealed batteries, bags of MRE pretzels, and the candy to my side of the table. The five other faces, illuminated in the watery glow from the naked bulb hanging above the table, don't seem to be as pleased as I am.
There's no way you're this good at poker all the time, Cal says in disgust as he throws his cards down.
He scowls at me over black-rimmed glasses, held together in the center with a dirty mound of tape. I stop hoarding and stare back over my pile of winnings at the newest member of our group.
You accusing me of cheating? I say, with quiet menace, narrowing my eyes.
Uh-oh,
Badger mutters as his skinny frame vacates his chair in a hurry, leaving an empty spot at the table between Cal and me.
I'm not accusing you of anything other than being extremely lucky. Maybe that's what we should call you from now on. Lucky.
I shake my head, not quite sure I've heard him right.
You think I, of all people, should be called lucky? Are you fucking kidding me?
I quickly pull one of my knives out of its leather sheath and practically leap over the table, jamming the tip in the soft fold underneath his dark chin before he can move away. The eyes behind the glasses open wide in shock.
Maybe I should change your definition of lucky, then. Maybe I should cut you open and put you outside the gate. See how many leeches you can outrun. If you live, then that would be real lucky. And we get to change your name. How about that?
Jesus Christ, Bixby! I wasn't being serious!
Cal hisses through gritted teeth, holding his chin high off of my knife. His eyes dart around the table, pleading for help.
Come on, guys. Tell her to back off.
Blank stares meet his plea.
Sorry, Cal-man. You accused her of cheating. Vix don't like that. That's what Sellers did. And well, why do you think we needed a new hunter?
His frantic dark eyes flip back to me. I don't back off an inch. They let him stew for a bit before they finally crack up laughing.
Don't get your panties in a knot, Cal. She's just shitting with you.
Luke laughs as he slaps Cal on the back, causing him to lurch forward, and the tip of my knife digs in slightly. A tiny bead of blood forms at the entry point.
Ah, damn it, Cal. Look what you did. Now you done messed up my knife.